maybe getting Knes Hayam, Tzorov Sheyema, before Enechta, before Enechta. Rashi says, maybe getting Knes Hayam, Kol Chutzlo, it's calling Knes Hayam. Bar Mipovel, Kiyom Olikam. So according to Rashi, so when the Kami says, Knes Hayam, it means every place from Chutzlo. Very close. So according to Tanekame, if somebody delivers if a Shliya delivers a get from Smuches, like in the Chago, so then he doesn't have to say it for Nechta. He does not have to say it for Nechta. Only if it's not smuches. However, Rabbi Gamliel says that even from smuches, but both Tanakame and Rabbi Gamliel agree that if a shliya delivers a get from what is called mufloys, so then he does not have to bring, he does not have to say for nechta for nechta. So then Rabbi Lezer says, not only if the Shliach delivers a get from Smuchos, even if he delivers a get from Mufloyes, also. Now, what is Smuchos? Smuchos means very near Eretz Yisrael. Mufloyes is more than near. A certain city could be very close to Eretz Yisrael, but it's not Mufla. It's not enclosed within the tchum of Eretz Yisrael. What is exactly the meaning of Mubloyz, the enclosed within the tchum of Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi Dalet, I mentioned an example, we are not going to spend time on it, but immediately, as we approach this Gemara, as we'll see that Rashi. So, but immediately says that there are two shittas. One pshat is that Mufloyes means that if it is surrounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. So that's called Mufloyes. Let's say, here is Eretz Yisrael, and you have here Eretz Yisrael, and you have here Eretz Yisrael, and here is Chutz Lo'aretz. Here is Chutz Lo'aretz. And then you have a city that is surrounded by three sides of Eretz Yisrael. Here Eretz Yisrael, here Eretz Yisrael, here Eretz Yisrael. So then it's called Mufloyes. That's one pshat in the mirror. A second pshat in the mirror is whether this coincides with the Rashid Abdallah the right, remains to be seen. But then another pshat that the mirror mentions in Mufloyes is that the Mufloyes means that if a certain village or a certain city is within the radius of 2,000 tamo from Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it's smuches means close, but it can be removed by more than 2,000 tamo from Eretz Yisrael. It's still close. But if it is within 2,000 tamo, that's like in Tchum Shabbos. So then it's called Mufloyes. So there are two pshatim in the mirror, what Mufloyes. But anyway, so here we have three shittes tanoi. The Tanekame says, I may be getting in a Sayam Tzorshin for Nechta for Nechta. But from Smuches, he doesn't have to say for Nechta for Nechta. Needless to mention, Mufloyes. Rab Gamliel says, even from Smuches, he doesn't have to say for Nechta for Nechta. That even from Smuches, he has to say for Nechta for Nechta. But from Mufloyes, not. And Rab Lezer says, that even from Mufloyes he has to say it for Nechta for Nechta. Now, Rishayim raised a question against Rashi. Rashi says that the meaning of Medinas Hayam is Chutz Lo'aretz. So that means that according to Tanakami himself, so any Shliach who delivers a get from any city in Chutz Lo'aretz, regardless how far it is from Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Lo'aretz, Rashi is Madgish Chutzlorets. Kol Chutzla Kol Minas Yam. So suppose you have a city that borders on Eretz Yisrael, and it's 2 feet away, 1 foot away, 1 inch away from Eretz Yisrael. It's still Chutzlorets. As long as it's beyond the borderline of Eretz Yisrael, it's Chutzlorets. So there, it follows that the Konut HaNekami is the same for Nechtam for Nechtam. But Ram Gamliel is the one who says, Avamei Minarekem Minachago. Minarekem Minachago. That means, from Smuches, he doesn't have to say. So, he has to say, I'm sorry. Even from Smuches, he has to say. The implication being Tanekame, he doesn't have to say. And Mufloye, certainly according to Tanekame, he doesn't have to say. Because even Ram Blezda will agree, even Ram Gamliel will agree with Tanekame, that from Mufloye, he doesn't have to say. But according to Rashi's Pshat, Kol Chutzlar has come in as a Yam, so that implies any place beyond the borderline of Eretz Yisrael, even if it's 1 inch away, even if it's Mucheis and even if it's Mucheis, as long as it's Chutzlar. So because of that, many of the Shemim say that Medina Sayyam does not mean Chutzlar. But as Tesla says, that Medina Sayyam means in Mokim Rochik. It doesn't necessarily have to be overseas, because overseas, a city that is overseas is far away. So any city that is far away, even if it's a Yaboshi, even though it's not across the Yam, so it's called Medina Sayyam. This is what the Ritva says, and this is Tesla Shita also. Now the question is, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Kol Chutzlor es Kol Minas Yam. So then it implies that even according to Tanekame, who exempts Smuches and Muvlois from Nechtam, but any city in Chutzlor es, even 1 inch away, as long as it's beyond the borderline of Eretz Yisrael, he has to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. So what is Ram Gamliel missing? What is Ram Gamliel missing? Now, so we have to say that according to Rashi, that even the Tanekame will agree that if a Shliya delivers a get from a city that is Chutzlorets, and proximity is of no importance, distance versus proximity is of no significance, even that according to the Kama, if a Shliya delivers a get from a city in Chutzlorets, he has to say for Nechtam, no matter how close it is. But Ram Gamliel says, according to the Kame, maybe Minarek Minachago, so has to say for Nechtam. According to Rav Gamliel, he has to say. But according to the Kame, he doesn't have to say before Nechtam for Nechtam, if he's maybe Minarek Minachago. Now the question arises, is Rekim Mechago in Eretz Yisrael or Rekim Mechago in Chutz Laaretz? So most Rishonim say Rekim Mechago is in Chutz Laaretz. However, when the Ritva raises the question against Rashi, Medina Zayam, Piyosh Rashi, the whole Chutz Laaretz core Medina Zayam, the Baum and Mob. Tviru Nire, Dim Kei Ram Gamliel Domar, Ava Meiv Minarek in Nachago, Mayo Salmei Mardinu Vada in Chutz Laaretz Nino, Dim Eretz Yisroel, Likul Alme Nitzor Shimu Fon Enechte Fon Enechte. Vilek Le Meim Adrek in Nachago Meretz Yisroel Nino, Elo Shal Likov Shume Libovel, Vichit Naan, Vilek Le Meim Adrek in Nachago Meretz Yisroel Nino, Elo Shal Likov Shume Libovel. So in other words, so the Ritva mentions the possibility of a teretz and this kashi against Rashi. In other words, that we can say like Rashi, that even according to the Kame, any place, if a Shliya delivers a get from any place, from Chutz Loretz, no matter how close it is, he has to say for Nechta or for Nechta. But from Rekem Mechago, not. Because Rekem Mechago is Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's all, he's Eretz Yisrael. V'lekel mim d'Rekem Mechago Eretz Yisrael ninu. Elo, shelo likof shum elibova. Now, if it's Eretz Yisrael, why does Rav Gamliel say that from Rekem Mechago you have to say for Nechta or for Nechta? Because, I mean, there's discussed thesis. Because Elibovel will not kiddush it. And Kedusha Rishenu is Kitchel Shaito and Kitchel Sidovay. And Kedusha Shnio is Kitchel Sidovay. How we call him Kofshel Mitzrayim and Kofshel Elibovel. So Rekim Mechago is comprised within those Kochim. So mainly it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So that's why it's called Chutz Loretz. But actually it's Eretz Yisrael. So then we cannot say that. ולכן למי מדרק ומחי גם ארץ ישראל נינו, אלו שלו כושם מלבובר. ויחיד נעלה מי מגד בארץ ישראל, אם צורכים מפנחתם, דווקא בעיסא, שכובשו. דאומה, בדמורה, why can't we say that? במסמוך איסו מבלויס בארץ ישראל, פליגי, משמע במחוץ לארץ. אלו שאין סמוך איס, ואף על פי שיש נדחק, so he says, that's no, it's not a conclusive riot, because we can say, that the Gemara talks of smuchei sumuvlois be'at Yisrael, thus implying that itself is chutz loretz, but it's mumla be'at Yisrael. In other words, as the Miri says, it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael from three sides, and so one side is open to chutz loretz, but on three sides it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. So it's mashma that this itself is chutz loretz. Is chutz loretz. Now, if this itself had been chutz loretz, according to that pshat, so even Tanakami should say that he is required to sing for Nechta v'Nechtam. So he can answer that. V'achol pishi yesh mitrik v'leima. Di b'mischoi, di b'smuchei, so mivloi yis lihi k'ar Eretz Yisrael k'omar. Da'ayna me'isam kochem shekofshu. Mikomo kemeni nirem. V'chirek. So he says that it's not a conclusive raya. We can say like Rashi. We can say like Rashi that the pshat in the Nesayam means chutz loretz. So even that the Kami agrees that if Shliya delivers a get from chutz loretz amish that was not even kofshel mitzrayim, no matter how close it is, it can be smuches to Eretz Yisrael. It can even be muvlois to Eretz Yisrael. But if it is chutz loretz mamish, that even the Mitzrayim were not kevei, so even Tanakami agrees that he has to sing for Nechta for Nechta. He has to sing for Nechta for Nechta. But Rekem Mechago, Tanakami holds, he doesn't have to sing for Nechta for Nechta. Because Rekem Mechago and Kvaludim Lud, it's kofshu el mitzrayim, so mele tanekame holds, since it's kofshu el mitzrayim, so mele, he doesn't have to say for nechta for nechta. So to a certain extent it is out this way. Because the Rambam says that even though that Kedusha Rishenu is Kitchel Rishaitu and Kitchel Sivavi. And Kedusha Shniyo is Kitchel Rishaitu and Kitchel Sivavi. How be Kochim Kofshel Mitzrayim Kofshel Sivavi? Like Beishon. So Beishon does not have any Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But we got be other dinim that are told in Eretz Yisrael, like Smichen. You cannot be Masmich in Chutz Loretz. You have to be Masmich in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that Kol Mokim Shekofshel Mitzrayim Afal Pishol Kofshel Sivavi, like Beishon, you can be Masmich. You can be Masmich. As a matter of fact, I wrote about the taste of tobacco and about this thing in a certain Torah journal. I mean, Bisitzchok, yes. All right, anyway. No, I don't want to look into it now. So there I discuss it. In other words, there are two things. There is Dushas Eretz Yisrael and there is Hashem Eretz Yisrael. let's say, Ligabi Tumas of Maisreis. Ligabi Tumas of Maisreis. So that is stalling Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh. So Memele, the Gdushe took effect for Kibush. The first Gdushe took effect for Kibush. And this Gdushe, the Gdushe that took effect for Kibush, so the Aloha is, it's Kishol Shaita or Kishol Sitwali. So with the Goles, Bais Rishi, the Chum Bais Rishi, Goles Mechad Netzah, so the Gdushe that took effect for Kibush, Yehoshua terminated. So the Gdushe was broken. But then, what is the meaning of Eretz Yisrael? The plain meaning, the literal meaning of Eretz Yisrael. The land of Yisrael. What does it mean, the land of Yisrael? Now, suppose Jews would buy certain territory in Argentina. It's like Baron Rothschild. So he had that dream. I mean, there'll be a settlement, a Jewish community in Argentina. And suppose they would buy a piece of land, a big piece of land in Argentina or in any part of the world. So, and title would be vested in Jews. Would that give it a din of Eretz Yisrael? Chas v'sholem. So in other words, Eretz Yisrael means, it doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu, and then from Avraham Avinu, from the Oves, he descended by Yerusha to Klal Yisrael. So too, in Eretz Yisrael there was a Chaluki. So every Shevet, as it is mentioned in Yeshua, so every Shevet got its Chelik. And then, in the Shevet itself, so there was another distribution among the various Bati Oves. So each Jew in Eretz Yisrael acquired a certain piece of territory, a certain piece of land, in which he had private title. But how about Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim, where is Chalva Yishvotim? So to whom does it belong? It doesn't belong to Yehudi, it doesn't belong to Binyamin. Yerushalayim, where is Chalva Yishvotim? So to whom does it belong? So it doesn't belong to Jews. To whom does it belong? It belongs to Klal Yisrael. So even in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, exclusive of Yerushalayim, that was Nischalkol Yishvotim, so side by side with the private title that a certain Jew of Ale that belongs to a certain Shevet had in a specific piece of land, there was the collective title that was vested in Klal Yisrael and in all of Eretz Yisrael. But in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, exclusive of Yerushalayim, so that was distributed among the Shvotim and among the various Bati Oves. So there is a individual title also, the individual title in a specific piece of land. But there is all of Eretz Yisrael is vested in Klal Yisrael. In Yerushalayim, there is no specific title of any specific Jew. But it's all vested in Eretz Yisrael. It's all vested in Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the fact that collective title is vested in Klal Yisrael. So that gives it a din Chalei Shem Eretz Yisrael. Ligabis Miche, the Shem Eretz Yisrael is enough. The fact that Klal Yisrael has collective title in Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, that is enough to qualify it as a place where you can be masnich. You can be masnich all the Gabriel Baruch. Kimot Zichol v'Leid Amiko. So the halacha is that the Yir HaKrevo, the skenim of the Yir HaKrevo, have to say, Yodeinu l'shofres adomaze. But the Baruch is only neig in Eretz Yisrael. It's not neig in Chutz Lo'ed. So that doesn't depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. Every Mokim that they live in Mitzrayim were Kedush, and even though they live in Bavel were not Kedush, so the Kedusha Rishayno was Poka, and the Kedusha Shniyo was not realized, was not Chalanet, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael, it has. Why? Because the Shem Eretz Yisrael dates back to the Matone Me'akodish Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. So Memele, of course it goes without saying that the Golus Nebuchadnezzar or Golus Titus did not devise the divest title that the Klal Yisrael had in the Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, Shem Eretz Yisrael meant. So, But Ligabe, Mitzvah Tluyis Boretz are based upon Kedusha. So Kedusha was bought, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael was not bought. So this is what the Ritva says as a possible Teretz on Rashi. And he doesn't agree with it. So he rejects Rashi's Pshat. But the Ritva himself says, Af HaPishi Yesh Litri B'Leima. In other words, there is no raya from the Gemara that the smuchis and the muvlois, that according to that the Kame, the Shliach doesn't have to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. So, a chutz loretz. No, because according to Rashi, we have to say that if it's chutz loretz amish, it doesn't even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so then even the Tanakame will agree that the Shliach has to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. But Tanakame says, maybe Minarekim and Achaga and Kvaludi, Smuches and Mavlois, that while the Lubavel were not Kevish, but the Mitzrayim were Kevish. So the Melech Dushas Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't have. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael, it has. So the Melech, that's not Midinas Hayam. Midinas Hayam is called Chutz Loretz Mamish, that does not have Shem Eretz Yisrael. So then, Rav Gamliel says, Achamim Minarekim Achaga has to say from Yachdu from Yachda. In other words, even though it is not Chutz Loretz, but it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so he also has to say from Yachdu from Yachda. But Rav Gamliel is made that Muvlois, that kind of a Muvlois that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael itself, and it's Muvle in the Tchumim of Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Elazar says, even from such a place he has to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. Whereas according to Tanakami and Rav Gamliel, he doesn't have to say for Nechtam. So the Ritva himself gives it Teretz, but the Ritva doesn't agree with Rashi's Pshat. But in Rashi we have to say that, what the Ritva says, Afal Pishi Yesh Litri. Alright. Now you'll see that the Ritva himself, in the Tesvis, of the Ramash Mashmon Kedorim, says that Rekem Mechago is of Eretz Yisrael. The Ritva himself, yes? Yeah, okay, so there's no kasha. He calls it Chutz Loretz because vis-a-vis Kedusha, so it's Chutz Loretz. You see, as far as Kedusha is concerned, it's Chutz Loretz. Yes?
I can explain Rashi, like Rashi is transpshat.
What transpshat?
The Rashi explains the Rashi, the Kodos of Kodos, the Nisayam, so he mentions that really Rashi agrees, just
because... Yeah, that he also means Mochi Mochi, I know. All right, okay. That I know. Then he's like Yadrishim, like Tesis. But the Ritva assumes that Rashi means not Mokim Rochik, any Chutz Loretz, and the Ritva himself mentions the Pasuk of Teretz, but he considers it as a Deich. All right. Now the Tesis himself in the Dibur HaMasi, Vashkon Kedorim says that Rekem Bechago and Ashkelon, half a Eretz Yisrael. All right. Now, Kabbalzarim Be'afu Mekvaludim Lulut. That means Muvoyes. V'chachomim Emrim Nitzor Sheima Lefonenach Lefonenechtam Elamei Bimdines Hayam. Elamei Bimdines Hayam V'yaneilich. Melech means in the Shliach, that he was a get from Chutz Loretz. Melech means the other way around. If a Shliach, that he was a get from Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Loretz. So, according to Rav Stam, of the Vishayim Yitzuyim Likaimei, so we understand it very well. And the Maskone of the Gemara is the Div according to Rabbe, who says that the Talmud from Nechtam from Nechtam is because of Nishmo, but Rabbe is leader of it. So that's why I mean the Zayam Vamelch Vamei Vindinolim Dino Vindin Zayam. So Shima before an Echtam, before an Echtam. Shima before an Echtam. Rabshim Gamdilei Meirafim Agmunye Lagmunye. Agmunye Lagmunye means like Berlin. So there is an Eastern Zone and a Western Zone. So they had different governments, and they were Makpid. You couldn't immigrate from one zone of the same city into the other zone. So the Mela, there was no communication. So the Mela, you have to say for that, for that. Rabbi Yudei mei amirekem l'mizmach, l'rekem kimizmach. Mi'ashko l'igorem, v'ashko gidor. Mi'ako gitzofen, v'ako gitzofen. So that way, Rabbi Yudei mentions borders. So he says, from Rekem and eastward, Rekem included. So if Shlia brings a get from any place east of Rekem, and Rekem included, so he has to say for Nechtam. So that means that Rekem is the border, the eastern border. Mi'ashlon Lidoren, if Shlia brings a get from south of Ashkelon, and Ashkelon included, so it has to say for that one next time, to the deal of Chutz Loretz. Me'akov itzof, bako itzof, me'vishniya put, delivers a get, north of Tako, Ako included. So then, he has to say for that one next time, that may remember Ako can also really get. And maybe it bears Israel, and it's all she aim up before the next time, or before the next time. Then the Takone, of Vanecht of Vanecht only applies to Vilnius Hayam, to Chutzlaret. It doesn't apply to Eretz Yisrael. Why? So, first of all, in Eretz Yisrael they are Bkim Lishmo, and then in Eretz Yisrael they are always saying the Mitzvah Yerikai. V'im Yishol Merim, but if the Baal comes and he comes to Eset, he says, it's forged, so then the Eidim have to verify it. These Eidim, the signatories themselves, or other Eidim, or a Bezdin that recognizes the signature of the Eidim. So they themselves authenticate the get. Now let's see the Rashi. Amiga de Sayyanko, who's from the Ziyambam, Bogram, the Kamo, so the Hashliach of the Vi Elena, the time in four big more, who Shriya Zabal was a Shriach the Lohe, Rekem Echago, Tamish Kodesh Borod, מתרגמים על ברקם לחגו, אבל כבר לודים שבחוץ לא רזלות, שיסמוך לו, ויהי מארץ ישראל, מורפורש בוטאי, חכום ממנו מורפורש, מי מייס ואתה נקם לרישה, והמלך מארץ ישראל בטנס הים, מהגמון ילה הגמון יהיה, לגמור במפורש עיר האחה, שאולי בו שני הגמונים, הוא מקפיד עם זה על זה, שאולי בן הגמון יזו נכנוס ונחבתו. רבי יהודה, אם הברקם למייס, רוב מרקם הציבי לא נקום ישראל אחד מן הסיים, ורקם עצמי דניס כמייס, רוב הילום לא הגיע את ישראל. ואבי מרקם צורך לפנחת ופנחת וכן כולם רקם את ראש ארץ ישראל וחוץ עלו ויאשרו יתראינו ויעקו יצראינו אבל why doesn't he mention the borders the western border אבל מה יום של ארץ ישראל עם צורך לבו שאל הגודל גולו כי נחסיב הוא גול ים בואי אלוכם הים הגודל אם יש על עוברים שבל מהר שניסו יזכאים בחייס ‫הם, ואם אחרים יכירו, ‫שימו שם כושר, ‫ואם אינו עוברים, ‫מסתום הכושר, ‫דופקים לשמור, ‫והייתי מצוי עם תומי לקיימי, ‫כי דאמרים על מגמור ‫הבוטטינים קבועים. Here the Mishnah says that Hamei beget be'arz Yisrael in Tzor Shim al Fonecht u Fonechta. V'yim yeish al oveir in Yiskayim b'chayismu. The nature of hearing is this kind of chesed. So that means only if the Baal contests it, if the Baal is married. But if the Baal is not married, you don't have to say, you don't have to say before Nech to for Nech. Now, the Rambam says, the Rambam paskins, that if an Ishe produces a get, so the Rambam paskins, in Perikit Veis Vuchas Yerashin, Haloche Beitz, Huitzio get, Mitachas Yodo, ואומרו גירשני ביילו בזה, הרי זו נרמלס, ותינוס את זה, אף על פי שאין לי ביקויים, כמו שבאר. In other words, that even though the most Rishonim hold that in any other shtar, without any year by the Baldovo, so it requires skill. In other words, without skill, you cannot collect. Let's say, suppose someone is made Someone who is made to Ishtar Ovoye, Reuven is made to Ishtar Ovoye against Shimon. Now, if Shimon is present, so we want Epshech. If he's present, and if he doesn't, if he's staying with Zuyev, so then we have to be kind. If he's not staying with Zuyev, and he sees it, so that means there is an admission there, it was Baldin. So the Shaila doesn't even come up. But suppose Reuven is made to Ishtar Chayv against Shimon, and Shimon is Midnezeyam, he's not around. And he wants that Besdin should collect from the Mechosim of Shimon. So most Rishonim say that he has to be Mikai. He couldn't collect unless he's Mikai. Tanina Mizur. So that's another choice. Masha'im ke in get, if Anisha produces a get, so she doesn't have to bring in a key to authenticate the get, the chesed sayin. She doesn't have to do it. Why not? So, as a matter of fact, Teisves says, V'mishal v'irim iskai b'chesmo. I will call Zmandel Yosef Baal u'me'arir, and we're not learning that Teisves says yet. I just want to mention the first line. I will call Zmandel Yosef Baal u'me'arir, Nisis al piaget, v'loitanina mizuyev, nimshumigina akilu barab. So that means that get is an exception to the general rule. The general rule is that if somebody wants to collect with the shtar, shalei bifnei baldin, so then bezin will not collect unless the one who produces the shtar is behind the shtar. But without kiyum, so then we are Tein Mizuyev, and we are Cheshish, maybe the shtar was forged. That's the general thing that applies to all shtars. But by get, the Chachonim were made. We should begin at the rabbi. So by get, if a Nisha produces a get, so Bez will let her get married without being Mikayim the Yaget. Because we should begin at the rabbi. This is the shita of the Rambam also, except that the Rambam doesn't mention the reason. The Rambam doesn't mention the reason of Bishul Yidakul Rabbah. The Rambam just says, "Vitziya get teras yodo viomro kirash ni bayu boze harizun emenes vitinosidei after pishin mikun." But he doesn't mention the time of Mikun Yidakul Rabbah. But it's the same shita, without mentioning the time of this. Discusses this din in great length in Perik Zayin, Milchas Gereshin, Haloche Chov Gimel and Haloche Chov Dalet. Perik Zayin, Milchas Gereshin, Haloche Chov Gimel, Haloche Chov Dalet. So the Rambam says as follows: Hoyi shenosan get liyishte v'nichta v'nechta mifoneo v'yom alo hariyat shluchosi liyiloche ad bezim tleini. והם ימין שליח ואיתו לו גד זאב את הסגר שבי הרי זו נמנה סלימה בפנים פנחת ופנחת והם ניתלי נעיסי וניס נעיסי לשליח ליתני לא כמיים הרבה כמיים הרבה so that's a mission at the end of second period that חובדים לו איש עצמו מביא הגיתו so the Gemara is the Kashi איש המחימות הגיתו תלגיד לגר שו So, Maravune beimlo it is galosh beil pni bezim plain and plain. The omalo kimot is also mastichare. The habashli the omalo habashli achloche the kimot is also the kimot is also habashli achli kabol vika. So the kimot is also the kimot is also habashli achli kabol habashli achli kabol. So. So the Rambam says, "Mamet v'al mamurim b'shi isno abalot naize." Avol imloi des halochar dalet. Avol imloi isno alel. Elo nosam lo gito v'ariaget yitzim tachasyoto. Eni tzrich olay maklum v'arei b'cheskas migoreshes. So when is she required if the woman herself produces a get, delivers the get? So when is she required to say for nachum nechtam if the baal stipulated that for a certain time she should act in the capacity of a shliach? But if the baal didn't make any stipulations, so then she became divorced by the mere handing over of the get from the yada baal yada isho. So she doesn't have to say for nachum for nechtam. Hoil v'get she b'yodo cause of kiru chosin. והועידים חסומים עליו, ואף על פי שאינו מכירים כסב איסון העידים, ולוי נזקאים, אין חי ששילו שם עוזיף או איזה. Without kill. So Besdin gives her a heter to get married. As long as she produces the get, that's the right. שהרי אינו מקלקל איזה לעצמה, ועיד שהועידים החסומים על הגט, הרי אין כמי שלך כאילו איתו שם לבסדין, עד שהיא שומע הרי. לפי חוכנה מדאגת בחסקוסי ותינוסי. ואחרי שישי שבו ימצא מזויים. כמו שנה מדאגת בחזק הסקושר, כי שיובי איסי השליח עד שיער הרבר, או עד שיובי ראיו, שהוא מזוי אופי בוטי, שאם לא חיש לדבור עם אלו וחיי את זה בהן, כך הוא לא לא חיש לגט שהתנבר בפנינו, שמו ביטלי והקי נוסני, או שמו העידים פסורים חוס מובי, והרי הוא כמזוי אף מתייחי, או שמו שלוי ושמו נכתב, וכשם שאחרי שישי לזה וחיי את זה בהן, אלו נעמידנו על חסקוסי, עד שאיבוד השהוא בוטל, כך לא נוחש לו לשליח, ולא לאישו עצמו, שהגט יצא מתחס יודו, שדיני הוא איסורים כדין המונס. So the Rambam is unusually marich, he's not the דרך of the Rambam. To be marich, he is always very brief, and very seldom does he give explanations, and does he mention kashes, and תירוצים. Here he mentioned the kashe, And it acts. He didn't formulate it in the standard form of tesis, vim tema v'yishrema, or tzorchiyum v'yishutaret, but in this aloche, the Rambam has the kashe, and the Rambam has the get. So, what is the kashe that the Rambam raised? How is it that get differs from all other shtores? In all other shtores, there is aloche, that if a balashtar, if someone, produces ishtar. Let's say a malve, Ruvein is allegedly a malve, and he produces ishtar, which and that ishtar purports to say that Shimon borrowed from him $1,000, and he comes to Bezin, and he wants, and Shimon, if Shimon is around, so Monevshev, what does Shimon say? Either he admits or he contests. If he contests, so then he has to be mekayem Ruvein. If he doesn't contest, then he's around in Bezin. So he admits. So there is a gezeirah din, so there is no problem. Nothing to consider. But suppose Ruvein produces that shtar against Shimon. Shimon is medinas hayav, and he wants that Bezin should collect. So Bezin wouldn't collect unless Ruvein will produce edim who will testify that they recognize, let's say, the chsimes of the senators. He has to be mikayim. So that's the same thing applies to all shtores. Let's say if Ruvein produces ishtar matone or ishtar mechirem, the chimen gave him, the chimen was transferred, gave him title in a certain piece of land. and he wants to recover that piece of land, and Shimon is not around. So again, Beis Din will not recover for him the piece of land unless Reuben will be mekayem shtar. So that's a general halacha. In other words, we are hinshish from Mizuyim. So get should be the same. In other words, that if an Isha produces a get, and so the Beis Din should tell the Isha, until you produce witnesses who will testify that they recognize the alleged signatories, the signature of the alleged signatories, you cannot get married. Maybe you forge it. Why don't we say that? Why don't we apply the same aloche that we apply to all other shtores? So Teitzve says that kashe, and Teitzve says it's a special rule, because after all, the whole aloche that the baldovo has to be mekayem the eidim before he recovers, before he collects. So then, that's midrabonon. Midrai say we don't have to be chishish for ziyuv. So mele, since it's only midrabonon, and midrai say we say the machsim lashta nasik lachtam yusam bebez. So mele, vis-a-vis gitten. So mishumikun akil b'rabonon. The chachomim didn't want to be machsim. That's Teisus Teretz. But the Rambam raises the same kashe, but it doesn't give Teisus Teretz, and it gives another Teretz. He says that the halochi, that only by woman we have to be chishish, maybe it's mizuyin, but by get not. Why? Shein dinei o yisurim kidin aromis. He says, וכשם שאין חישיש אם עוזר וחיי צבא, אלא נעמידנו על חסקוסי, עד שאיבוד אשר הוא בוטה, כך לא ינוחש ולשליח ולשעה עצמו, שהגט יצא מתחס יודו, שאין דיני או יסורם כדיני המונס. שאין דיני או יסורם כדיני המונס. כדיני יסורם כדיני המונס. All right. So what? So it doesn't give taste with starets. מי שמגונה כל רבה. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? Does anyone have with the Rambam Hilchos Avodim? This is the last chiddush of the Rambam. Now the same question arises in connection with Shtar Shichur, because Shtar Shichur also, if Shliach delivers a Shtar Shichur, so he has Mimdina Sayam, so he has to say before Nechd, before Nechd. But if Shliach from Eretz Yisrael delivers a Shtar Shichur to the Eved Naimi, he does not have to say before Nechd, before Nechd. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodim, only if a shliach delivers a shtar shichur, so yes, it's for nechtam v'nechtam. But if the eved, the k'nayim himself, produces a shtar shichur, he doesn't have to be mekayem. He doesn't have to be mekayem. That's a price for the Gemara. Perek Vov Hilchos Avodim, Haloche Haloche Hei Vov Zayin. So he says, Bishishit Haloche Hei Perek Vov Hilchos Avodim Haloche Hei Bishishit Dvorim Shovim Shechur Avodim Likdenoshi Uvishor Dvorim Arayim Kirshot Vashtores Veyum Nashishu צורים באחוי של עקום וקשירים מדעקום וצריר כסיר שמשך הרעצמי והיא נכתובים במחובר והיא חיץ מידיים על זה בפני זה איך עוד גילים ואיך עוד כתינושים ואיך עוד שחורי עבודים שובים למלך ולמי סודן נרוך הזיין ניסז וכיצד שובים למלך ולמי וי שעמי וגצ'יחו בארץ ישראל אין צורך לי במפונחת ומפונחת ובחוץ לארץ אם אין אידי מצוי מכאני ויום האשתי על פונחת ומפונחת זהו קיום ואם בו עוד מביא רחקים משגיחים לי, כמי שבאנו בגדנושי, כי שם שאולי שעצמו מביא עוד איתו, ונצריכו לקיימי, הוי ובאקט יצא מתחס יודו, כך אוהבת ששתשיכו יצא מתחס יודו, היא ניצורת לקיימי. וכשם שאולי שאולי מרס, כשם שהוא ישן בר לפונך טוב פונך טעם, אם יסנו לאו כמי שבא מוקימי, כך אוהבת, כך אוהבת שאיבי גט ואימא פונך טוב פונך טעם, נמר על יסעת דרך ונצורכי, ונצורכי. So, the Raibet is Masik. Here in Perek Vovel Chesavodim, and the Raibet says that even every time he produces Ishtar Shichu, and if it's not Mikuyem, so basically we'll tell him, you cannot be considered as a Mishucher until you are Mikayem. And the same Asogi of the Raibet is mentioned by the Raibet in Perek Yudveis Buchazirish. So he says, Uitzio get mitachasyo dovio or omro, כי רשני ביילו, ביילו כזה, הרי זה נמנס ותינוסתי, אך על פי שאין הם ליקויים, כמו שביער. זה רמב"ם זה, זאת אומרת, רייבת זה, סקוס על הרייבת זהו, אם הרני שעסקה עם בחצמו, אך על פי שלא יוצא לו ביר. What's the pshat of the rייבת? Because the rייבת was bothered by the same kasha that he says, the Rambam asks. By all stories there is a loche, that if the star is not ליקויים, so best will not collect. Because we are chishish from Mizuri. So we may live by get and by shtashich or the same thing. The raya to the shittes haraymet and the anasar, the raya to the shittes harambam and shittes hatesves, that get and shtashich or an exception is from our Mishne. Because our Mishne says that if he shliya delivers a get from Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't have to say b'fonechta b'fonechta. And only if the Baal is me'aria, then it requires get. But if the Baal, as long as the Baal is not Me'areya, he's not, he doesn't require Kiyum. So certainly, that's the Raya from Teisves and the Rambam. So if a Shliach in Eretz Yisrael does not have to be Mekayim the Get, so when the Isha herself produces the Get, whether in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Lo'aretz, you shouldn't have to be Mekayim the Get either. Alright? So that's a Kashi of the Raya. We'll discuss, I mean, the Shimes Raya, further in the Gemara. But anyway, so the Raibet is Chilek, and according to the Raibet, there is no distinction between Shosh Torres on one hand and Getisho and Shtar Shichur on the other hand. Just as in all Shtores, there is Aloche that the Baal Ashtar, the one who produces Ishtar, if it's not Mikuyim, Bezin tells him to Mikai the Edim of Ishtar, so by Getos. But Teisves and the Rambam, they are Chilek. But they give different explanations. Teisves says the reason as to why Get is distinguished from other Shtores is because Mishmikina Atul Rabon. But the Rambam says, Shehidine Yisurin Kidine Amomenes. Now what does it mean? Not a special Kulei, because of Mishmikina Atul Rabon. But Yisurin does not have the same din as the Amomenes. So the Shittas Rambam is as follows. I mean, there's the plain shot in the Rambam. Now, by Shtori Momen, so we say, the Chassidus say, you produce witnesses who testify that that's their headlining, that's their Chassidus. Otherwise, you cannot collect. And that applies to all stories. If a Mecher, if a Mekeach will produce Ishtar Mechire or Ishtar Matone, from the Mecher, so basically we'll tell him we were not going to recover that piece of land for you unless you are Mekayim the Shtar. But, so, that is if it shall be found. Now suppose it is Mefanov. Suppose it is Mefanov. Suppose the Levi is Mezer. And the Levi says Mizui. The Levi says Mizui. So then he certainly cannot collect it. Why? Because he's a Baldur. The Levi is a Baldovo, he's an interested party. So Mimele, he has the monies. Like all timers of Baldovo, he has the monies. So he, the Malve, produces a shtar halvoye against the Levi, before him. And the Levi says, this shtar was forged. The Edim never signed it, they were forged. So then the Malve cannot collect unless two Edim come. And they testify that it wasn't forged, that they recognize the signature, that it wasn't forged. So, but if Eidim do not anat Mikayim the Chassidus Eidim, so then he cannot collect. Why? Because the Levi, the Baldovo, has the monies. He has the monies to save Israel, because he's an interested party. So he has the monies. So Mimele, even Shaloi Bifanov, the Shittas HaRambam, even Shaloi Bifanov, there is a haloche of psach picholimen. In other words, that all the talents that the Valdovo could have presented in Bez, had he been around, if he's not around, if let's say the Malbim produces it against the Yoshim, of the Leibe, or against the Likuches of the Leibe, and the Emil Bebishtar is given from the Chosim Shibodi, so, or against the Leibe Shalom Bifonov, so he's an Ilim, because he's not around. Maybe if he had been around, he would say, this Shtarus is forged. So there is a way of Psach Pichol Ilei that Bezin has to present all the possible claims that the Baldovo would have been Emon if he had presented. Now, if the Baldovo had been around, the Levi, or the Meche of Isodi, so had been around, and he would have presented a claim that the Shtar is forged, so then Bezin wouldn't recover. So now that the Malve or the Likeach presents it against the Leve or against the Meicher and against the Neitzin, Shalei Bifnei HaMeicher, Shalei Bifnei HaNeitzin, Shalei Bifnei HaLeve, so Bezin acts as his advocate, and because of the Aloche of Psach Pichol Milei, and Bezin presents all the tithes that the Baldovo could have presented. That's the Aloche of Psach Pichol Milei. So I'm in Mele, the Aloche, so this is what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying, Shindine Yo Yisur Kdine Amones. This Aloche of that Shalom Bifonov, Uyachit Shishmo Mizuyev, is based upon the Aloche of Psach Pichol Milei. Because if the Baldovo had been Tehi Mizuyev, he would be never. So the Mele, if the Baldovo is Shalom Bifonov, and the Malve produces a shtar against the Leve Shalom Bifonov, or suppose the Leve died, and then the Malve produces the shtar against the Yoshim, the children of the Leve, and they don't know whether it was forged, wasn't forged. How should they know? They are not informed as to everything that transpired in their father's lifetime. So the Yoshim are also Yomi. Or if the shtar is produced against the Likuches because he wants to be given from the Chosim Shibodim, the Likeach is not in position to know. So then the Aloch is that Bezin has to become the advocate of the Baldin, who is an Ilei, who is in the Geder, in the Prima of an Ilei, because they don't know the facts. And Bezin has to present all the past, all the tainis that the Baldovo, if he had been around, would have been Emon had he presented. So Bezin has to present these tainis. So it's based upon Aloche of Tanino. That's the reason. It's based upon the Aloche of Tanino. It's based upon the Aloche of Tanino. So when is the Chayach to say Psach Pichol Ilein when there is a Baldovo? But yet there is no Baldovo. It is a matter. There is no Aloche of Psach Pichol Ilein by Getisha. It is a matter. So the Mele, this is what the Rambam means, Sheindine Yo Yisurum Kidine Hamonas. Because by moment there is a Baldovo. Mimele the Baldovo would be Nehemon. So even if it is produced, shall it be Fnei Baldovo? So Bezin has to fulfill the role of an advocate of the Baldovo on the basis of the Xerzakoso for Psach Pichol Ilein, and to present all the tainis that the Baldovo could have presented. Masha'inkim by get, there is no Baldovo, and by Shtar Shichu there is no Baldovo either. Even though by Shtar Shichu there is a Kiyin Momin also, and as far as the Kiyin Momin that the Odin has in the Eved, it's a monetary interest like any other Din Momin has, but the Shtar, the purpose of the Shtar is not to divest the Odin of the title, of the monetary interest. That is Mimele. The purpose of the Shtar is to be Mishacher the Eved. Mimele the Eved gains something, gains a monetary interest, and the Odin loses a monetary interest. So Mimele, it's not Isurim. So the Odin cannot be considered as a Baldo. The Odin cannot be considered as a Baldo. This is what this still has to be discussed, Bishlam by get, so the Baal is not a dog. By Shicho, so he should be considered as a dog. So that's Itash. Alright, that's Itash. But the Rambam says by get, the Rambam says, Shaget Yitzim Tachas Yodo, Shindine Yusum Kedin Amos. Another way, that's the Rambam's. Now, Tesves does not say that. Tesves says that the reason is why if we are not finished from Israel by Getisho is because we should be doing actual Rambam. Why doesn't Tesves say the Rambam stop? Why doesn't Tesves say the Rambam stop? Why doesn't Tesves mention the time of the Rambam? So it's mashma that according to Tesves Shite, we don't have to. The reason is why if I stop a moment, so the Bezdin will not collect from the Levi, Shalim Bifnei Alevi, or will not recover from the Meicher, from the Neisei, Shalim Bifnei Amicher, Shalim Bifnei Neisei, is not because of Psach Pichonim, not because of Psach Pichonim. But as a matter of fact, you see, there is a shittas of Isheni that even by Shtar Alvoye, when the Malve is made in Shtar Alvoye against the Levi, shall be fall off. So Besdin is not in Mizui. That's the shittah of the Rimi Ksuvis. Tesves here says that Besdin is staying in Mizui. If the Malve is made in Shtar Alvoye against the Levi, shall be fall off. But the shittah of the Rimi Ksuvis is that Besdin is not in Mizui. By Shtar Alvoye. Now, why not? So Perua Beznisti, but Mizuyev not. Why Perua? Yes, because Perua, because of the Aloha of Sach Picholilet. And since the Baldovar himself, the Levi himself, would be Nemon to retain Perua, so the Mele Beznisti and Perua on behalf of the Levi. On behalf of the Levi. But Mizuyev, Besdin is not him. Why not? Because Mizuyev is a Milzad Lishriche. In other words, so that means the Aloche of Psach Picholi Ilem applies only to something that is Shriach. Piroin is Shriach. It's very Shriach. I mean, every chayv has to be paid. So that's the natural thing. That's the regular thing. So the Mele Besdin is the Mizuy Porua on behalf of the Levi Shalim Fon, or on behalf of the Yoshi, or on behalf of the Giyach. Because Piroyim is a Tani Mishriche. Mashiim Gemizuyev is a Tani Mishriche. So a Tani Mishriche, Besdin is not in. So there is no Aloche of Psach Pichol Ilayim in connection with something that is Mishriche. So that's the Shik of the Ri. Now takes this. So the Ri holds that even in Shtori Momim, so we are not Rishish for Mizuyev. Why? Because we don't apply the Aloche of Psach Pichol Ilayim. We don't apply the laws of Psach Picholi Ilem because it's a time of Shriach. That's the sheet of the Ri. Now, Tetzu is here in the Israelic and the Ri. And he says, I will be moment Tanin of Mizuyev in Yifashol in front of Mizuyev in Yichas. Dim Luiki in Shach Mishai in Choberye, Shiyuchu Korod of Mechtiv Shtar Mil Velach, Dim Eni Ma'atzmei, Vilitrei, Shalom in front of Mizuyev in Yifashol. So Tetzu is the reason as to why Tetzu is here in Yifashol holds that Besdin will not collect from the Levi Shalim before or from Yoshi is not because Besdin is staying Mizuyev. Two tations here that Yoshi Tanin and Mizuyev, that's an expression, but it's not on the basis of Psach Picholi Ilem. What Tesh Shite here is because of Rishach Gizchai Mecho Berye, in order to avoid the situation that every unscrupulous person will be able to take advantage of a nice person by simply forging the shtar, and then he'll produce it in Besdin, and then Besdin will follow, and then Besdin will collect. So in order to avoid this unfavorable situation, of that's called the Shach Gizchai Choberye, so the Chachomim were misakein, the true indeed, that with the rising, there is Aloche, of a Yimachsum Lashtar, How is it that when somebody produces ishtar, we don't invest in it? If they didn't testify in Bezdin orally, so then there is a loch over the Rashi of the Chagata, or like the Chachomim or Misaki, that the Nemomenes do not require Rishoch Gire. But with the Rai, even the Nemomenes require Rishoch Gire. And by Shtar, the Bezdin doesn't do anything. They don't investigate, they don't ask any questions, they just look at the Shtar and they act on it. So that's because of the aloche of the machsum al ashtar, nasim yachtis a bezin. That's the aloche, that's the exercise of story raya, of psei pisay, psei tov chasei, the posik yom yom. In other words, that there is such a raya of shtots. So the fact that the baal ashtar, let's say, a mal ve ilikeach, a mikabel matone, produces ishtar, so that's a raya, that everything was done kidasmini. And we don't have to anticipate the possibility, maybe it was forged, maybe they need more puzzle, maybe they were crazy. I mean, that there are so many different psui that could have passed the shtar. How is it that Besden, when it sees a shtar produced, Besden acts on it? The answer is that's the aloha of any machsum shtar, nasim shtar is the Besden, without him. So that's what the right thing. So with the Rabbonon, the Chachomim or Misaki, because of the Shavkes Chai B'Choberi, in order to eliminate an opportunity, in order to preclude an opportunity to an unscrupulous person to take advantage of a nice man by all kinds of dishonest practices, forging the Shtar and everything, the Chachomim or Misaki, that while with the rising, there is a loche of any machsum ashtar, nasim yachtis bebezin, without kiyum ashtar. But with the Rabbonon, when can we say nasim yachtis bebezin? Only if the shtar is mikuyem. But until it is mikuyem, until the shtar is authenticated, what does kiyum mean? Kiyum is really the counterpart of notarizing, you know. Certain documents have to be notarized. What is the purpose of a notary public notarizing a document? He attests to the fact that this is the signature of that person. Otherwise, you could think maybe somebody else put his name. So the notary public attests it. So kiyum is really the counterpart of notarization. In other words, he authenticates, he verifies that this is the genuine signature of the alleged signature. So in other words, so me that I say even without kiyum. So we say eidi machsum l'ashtar nasek yishnachkel v'se mebezden. But with the Rabbonon, we do not say nachkel v'se mebezden until the shtar is niskayim. So that means if the shtar is not niskayim, so we don't have the bureau of shtoreses yet. So Mele teaches us the kashi, since it's not on the basis of psach picholim, but it's on the basis of a special takone that with the Rabbonon we do not say Eidi Machsum al Ashtar Nasek Shirachko this will be best until it is Niskayim, until there is Kiyum. So Mele, the Bureau of Shtores is not completed without Kiyum. So the same thing should be true about Getisha too. If an Isha comes to Bezni, she produces a get. And in that get, it's mentioned that her husband, Yosef ben Shimon, divorced her later. So how can Bezni allow her to get married? Maybe she forged it. The answer is, there is a loch of any machsum ashtar nashmach b'sem Bezni. But with Rabbonu, there is a takone that it's only considered nachkeh udis on Bezni after Kiyum. But until Kiyum, it's not considered nachkeh udis. So Bezdin should not be allowed to give her a heter to get married until she authenticates the shteget. So Tesis says, Mishimikuniku Rabbah. So that according, that it's not nachkeh udis on Bezdin until it is niskayim the shtar, does not apply to it. You see, so that's the machlekel between Tesis and Rabbah. According to Tesis, the reason is why Vashtori Mome. So we must have kiyum shalim fonov is because of the aloche of sach picholilim. And according to to encourage the Am, because the Pesach Picholila. So the Meila, the Aloha Pesach Picholila is only Shayach in Momi, where there is a Baldogo. But by Get the Tzisurim, there is no Shayches of Baldogo of Pesach Picholila, of Tanina, to the Baldogo. Why Bashta Shichol? All right, that's another question. We'll discuss it later. But that is the Shittas Aramba. But there is a Shitty is that the reason is why Bashto in Momi. So we require Kiyum Shalom Bifonov is not because of Pesach Picholilem. The Aloch of Pesach Picholilem doesn't apply for the same reason that the Bili in Ksura says that it doesn't apply. Why? Because Mizuyev is Tanil Lo Shrich. So the text is here in Bitten Old Sabres that Pesach Picholilem applies only to Tanil Lo Shrich. But it doesn't apply to Tanil Lo Shrich. But there is a special Dakone because of the Shavkes Chaim Lechol Berye that until the Shtar is Niskayim, it's not natural to some Bezdin. So Mimele, the same Takone should apply to get Ishatu. So Tesu says, Mishumitune, Akilo Berabo. Alright, now, why is it by Shtar Shichu? So that's another question. I mean, it's not Mistaber to say that by that an Eved, that the Norden is not considered about the Baldomo. After all, an Odin has a Kinyamome in addition to the Kinyanisa. So from the point of view of the Kinyamome, with the Kinyamome, so it should be considered the Baldova. Right? That's a Kashi. We'll discuss it. Now, the first thesis. Hamei beget, avogad lishtoro shtores. Avogad lishtoro shtores, for now to go again. Kiditnan, vashalayach, in mechitim laget, and tikeilo. Weil wir kommen stark ist, wer ist Gabel, da mit Tanja, wir kommen mit ihm, und von Schoß und mit ihm auch mehr. So why? So that works. So get is not a name for it was. Get is a nishta. So why? And here the Mishnah is referring to a divorce, not to an ordinary nishta. So the Mishnah should say get isho, not get. So become okay, no heaps, rach, no forage, can't get isho. We should be brave, became this here, the tonic gets down. I should get isho. Uma, should be agim lichti. You'd be sure is beget. Ever of the tam, we should get gematri, you'd be. Viri, shoma, bishim rabbi boye, of shim rabbi no satye, bishim yersiv, say for Christus. Kishir yivei shit, in a mafzikim, in a boch, um shisiv a teiro. Kidoma vobas, reshet zolim, odiach, abo shitim, in kol seba vesefer, vihef sekshemim, vaydabel, mishne teiro, loichoshi, sheine, yalacheza, vishene, masha olamayo. So, two time dimensions. One is because get the battery in face. Get the matri in vates. And then he says, in the name of Rabbi Goyen, Rav Sadi Goyen, that because Torah says Sefer Christus, so the Mele, it has to be analogous, the Tzure has to bear an analogy to the Tzure of the Sefer Torah. And in the Sefer Torah, so we have Yudvei Shittin of Hefsek, between the various Chumashim, the various Svarim, actually we have more than Yudvei Shittim. In other words, we have 16 Shittim, but because the Abo Shittim between Bamidbar and Dvorim, that is not common. All right, that is smart. It's not that Al-Bedin that we require. Because first of all, there is no such aloche that get has to conform to the dinim of Sivatar. Even those aloches that are aloches in the Ksiva Sivatar itself do not apply to get. Do not apply to get. Alachas kama v'chamo this, it's not even aloche in the Ksiva Sivatar. This is the aloche in the hefsek, in the blank space that has to be left between one chumash and another. So that certainly doesn't apply to get Mizrahi. But that is because the Torah calls it Sefer Christus, so the minek was adapted. So the minhag was adapted that a Jew pay an analogy in Tzuve to the Tzuve of the Sefer Torah in the number of shumas of shittens of hefsek between the various one. So that's the term for the minhag. That's the term. Now, all right. So this you understand. What's the pshat of the term? Tam says, "Mashe liyagi, lichti, yudvei shur is beged, eber rab netam, mishli beged gematri in yudveis." So what is that? What kind of explanation is that? Just because beged is gematri in yudveis, well, I mean, that's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that get is gematri in yudveis. So because of that, so we should adapt the certain chumrah in Yudveishit because the gematria happens to be Yudveis. But I think that the plain pshat in Rabbi Tam is Rabbi Tam will agree with the Tam of Rabbi Goy and Rav Sadik. After all, I mean, they are the game, I mean. So they came before Rabbi Tam and they mentioned the Tam, I mean. So they probably had a kabbalah that this is the reason. Why should Rabbi Tam reject the Tam, which is very reasonable, I mean, as ismach? I mean, it's not a deen, as ismach. So why should Rabbi Tam reject that Tam and mention other Tam? I mean, that just because the gematria of get is in vase doesn't even make sense. I think that Rabbi Tam is saying that not, Rabbi Tam is not saying, as it is usually understood, that because get is gematri yudveis, that's why we have to have yudveis shuas. Why was the term get applied? After all, I mean, there's a lot of discussion. What kind of a word is it, get, anyway? What kind of words? There's a lot of discussion in it. Various explanations are being given as to the meaning and the origin of the word get. Now, some say that in Aramaic, in the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, so gate means separate. Separate, pull away. In other words, it is the same word in Aramaic like good, good yod. What does it mean, good yod? Either I pull or you pull. In other words, when one person pulls away from the other, so then he separates from the other. In other words, if two people are bound, so then, and so how do you separate from? By pulling away. So that's the expression good. So it's gimel vov dalet. And in Aramaic, so it can be mischalev between good and good, and we find a certain motion in Yerushalmi, gat here means separate. So that's one explanation. Another explanation that is given by Vesheni as to the origin of the term get, because it's a difficult word, I mean. What does it mean, get? What's its origin? He said, there is the Kolbe, I think, says that the Chachomim coined that expression because we don't find in Tanakh these two letters coming together. Let's say Aleph and Beis. So we find when it's Av. So we have these two letters coming together. But Gimel and Tes coming together, we don't find in Tanakh in any single word. In other words, that means that Gimel and Tes, there is total separation. I mean, we do not find the match of Gimel and Tes. So what does get mean? Get means that's the shtar that separates, that is kele, is the relationship. The relationship between husband and wife. So mele the Chachomim adopted that word Gimel Tes, because Gimel Tes, between the Gimel and the Tes, we don't find any connection in any word of the Tanakh. All right, that's another explanation. So the question arose, why did the Chachomim adapt, coined this word get? So apparently I think this is what Rabbi Tam meant. Rabbi Tam didn't mean, God. I mean, because that sounds like, you know, like a so it's not based upon Allah like this. So he says, get gematria yudveins. Get gematria yudveins. So because of that, we have to have yudvein shittin. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I'll be Allah. But Rabbi Tam was trying to explain, like many other machines, the origin of the word get. So Rambam says, Rambam and mind Rabbi Goyen and Rav Sadi Goyen Zushant. Rabbi Goyen and Rav Sadi Goyen Zushant. The reason as to why we have to have Yudvei Shittes, what's the smart? Because it's a crisis. So Mimele, the Gdili Yisroel, the Kadmeinim, I mean, it's not mentioned in the Chazal, but this practice existed in the time of Rav Sadi Goyen, you see, and long before Rav Sadi Goyen. So the Gdeli Yisroel, the Kadmeinim, decided, because of Sefer Krisis, that there should be a resemblance between the Tzure of the Sefer Torah and the Tzure of the Get. So since in the Sefer Torah we have Yudvei Shittes in the blank space that are mafsid between one Chumash and another, so because of that, so the Kadmeinim were misakein after the Satan. That get should also have Yudvei Shittes. Some Mele, sometimes agrees with that. So that is it. So Rabbi Tam says that this minik dates back from Chazal. This is why Rabbi Tam is Mechadish. As a matter of fact, the Ashites and the Rabbot Paskins that accept the Moki Mikunim. So we cannot be matir a woman who got a get that does not have exactly motivations. Only the Moki Mikunim are matir. So in other words, so why should we machmir like that? Only the Moki Mikunim, in other words, if the circumstances are such that if we'll require the husband to give another get, so then she will never be able to get married. So then it's alright. But if it's possible, you know, to be misadar another get, which person is not allowed to give a heter to the woman who received the get that is perfect without any flaw, except that it doesn't have relations. I mean, why should it be machmir? Apparently, there was a shite that this minhag, even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara in any place, it's not mentioned in Yerushalmi, it's not mentioned in the Sefte, but that practice prevailed in the time of the first Geinim. So Rabbi Tam felt that this minhag, this practice, dates back to Yimei Chazal, to the days of the Tanoim. So, and what is the raya? So the explanation is, and they were not, you know, there is the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamre that Bez Nagod can be Gezer Gzeire, and can be Misakin Takone, and can be Mani Geminik. There are certain things that Bez was not Misakin, but they were Mani, they just introduced a certain practice. Now let's say, Rish Chedesh, Halal Rish Chedesh, is a Minik, a Minik from Chazal. That means that Chazal never wore Misakin with Rish Chedesh, you have to recite Halal, but they introduced that without being Misaki. So it seems that the Arishani who held that this minik, it's not a Takonis Chachamim. If it had been a Takonis Chachamim, then the Gemara would mention it. How is it possible that Chachamim should be Misaki and Takone and not mention it? But if it's a minik, that the Tanoim or Rishanim, that the Tanoim or Rishanim introduced, that every get should have Yudvei Shittes. So why were the Chachomim manik that minek? Because the Torah says Sefer Krisus, so the Chachomim were manik that minek, introduced that practice that again should bear resemblance in Tzurek to Yisra Torah. So because of that, the Chachomim coined the term get. The Chachomim coined the term get, because it has no mini get. But you see, according to one sheet of Rishayni, so get was quoted by the Chachomim, because we don't find in Tanakh these two letters coming together. Does it symbolize an absolute purity and separation between husband and wife? So they coined a new word. So the Chachomim coined a new word. You see from the cold boy that the Chachomim coined that new word. So Rambam also holds that the Chachomim coined that new word. Why? Because that practice of having Yudvei Shluris in the get is older than this word get. And because, so why did they coin the term get? Because the gematria of get is Yudveis. And since there is a practice from Davis of Shaming that the get should have Yudvei Shluris, so maybe they coin that word for it. I think that's the pshat. All right, we'll leave it.
You have to go by the taste in the Messiah. What do we know how to maybe get the chutzlorets? You come in the more. So Rashi says, with the pashtun. We can read Rashi also taste the sheep. But with the pashtun, so Rashi says, that Yinezayah means chutzlor. What? But Tish says the Kashi, Yahu goes to the Tish, Tzloret. He told me before I'm going to get this unit to the Tzloret, we should be Tzloret and Mashma Kofu. To happen the Chavit, the Roche Noka, to be the Yahu, to be Mashma Roche. For you should show the Chavit, you should say Yahu. But we can't do it, 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 we can't do it. So according to Eitzvahs, Mishiras Hayam means Chutz Loretz Roche. Lachu Kerekin Lechagom, don't Chutz Loretz. So, but it is not Roche, he doesn't have to say for Nechut Anecha. So Ram Gamliel says, that even by Smuch, Chutz Loretz, if it gave me the Shriya, then it doesn't get from Chutz Loretz. Smuchim, even from Smuchim Chutz Loretz, he also has to say for Nechut. But according to it, I come only Chutz Loretz Hochik, he has to say for Nechut. All right. Afa Meivi Mirekem. Mashma Di Mirekem Dorim Bo Yisroel. So it appears from this Mishneh, since the Mishneh is talking of a case of a Shliya delivering a get from Rekem, so obviously in Rekem they are Jews, otherwise the Mishneh wouldn't mention it. Yod ikram v'shir ikdam anide kolakson mima boi mirekem teirei v'rab yude mitam v'nishim geir mitayin. So Tanikame says, now, a kesem of inochris, of igoye, is not mitame. So, if, let's say, we have ksom from rekem, so they're not mitame. Because the ksomim, obviously, from nochrios. V'rab yude mitame, v'nishim geir mitoy. So we see that there are no Jews in rekem. And even according to the Yude, so what kind of Jews do we have? Jews who do not observe anything. So, Haimim Mishum, but from this Mishnah it seems that they are Jews. Jews who observe too. In other words, that they sent to get. Haimim Mishum, Tiksom, Imam Tsoyim Shom, David Kechov, Imei. Yisroel Matzmin Kismei. So it's not the Pshat that you reckon there are no Jews. They are Jews. But we cannot attribute the Ksomim to the Jew, to the Israelis, because Machmasnias, they don't leave it exposed. Now here the Kesem was found on a baguette that was left open, accessible to everybody. So it must have been left by a woman who does not observe Tznias. So it's not by the Jews of Rekem. So it's by the Goyis of Rekem. But in Echname, they are Jews in Rekem. V'Reb Yude Mitamei, Nirelei, De'eson Shenei Agintiras Yivikichovim, Hem Geir, Vitei, Uleilam Yisroel Navedorim.
And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Yehuda is also maintaining that there are many Jews who observe the Torah, but there are certain Jews who deport themselves completely like goyim, completely assimilated. But they are, and these assimilated Jews, they don't comply with the tzniyas of Bnei Yisrael, so they leave the ksamim accessible to everybody. So in Mele, it's possible that this kesem was from a Jewish woman who deports himself like a goyim, but since he's Jewish, so in Mele, it is mitam. All right. So there is no kashya, but there are many Jews in Rekha. But we couldn't attribute the ksamim to the Jews because they will not leave it open, accessible to everybody. All right, now.
Well, isn't there a problem with system?
Yeah, all right. It's a good question. I mean, so what is it? I mean, is it a machlekes in mitzias? In other words, whether those who deport themselves like goyim are Jews or not Jews? What is it? I mean, the mitzias is what it is. I mean, sometimes we do find the machlekes in mitzias, but it's very seldom that we find the machlekes in mitzias, and especially this kind of mitzias. I mean, this can be verified. I mean, who are they? Are they Jews or are they who are assimilated or are they goyim? Now, there is Rashi. What does it mean when the Gemara says, the Yehuda says, you need a mitam lifnei shem geirim mitoyim? What does it mean? Geirim mitoyim. What does it mean, toyim? So there is two different pshatim in Rashi. Rashi, you need a Shengirim Vidomum Tomei Vitei Shematzniin es Kismei. So Rashi Vide is in Forage. What does it mean, Vitein? Vitein, in other words, they are so ignorant and Shematzniin es Kismei that they're not even conscious that there are certain norms of Tznias to which a human being is to adhere. I mean, they are not conscious. Tain, in the sense, they are not conscious of tznias to which they have to adhere. In other words, if they had been conscious, so they wouldn't leave the ksamim accessible to everybody, but they are so assimilated with the goyim that they don't know of any tznias. That's the pshat of toy. This is Rashi in Bulukameh. From the Ches on the base, so the Mishnah is cited here. Rabbi Yehuda mitamei, mipnei sheim rubon geirim, mipnei sheim. So, ne rubon geirim, vidomo mitamei, uchi Yisroel hei, elo sheim tei, vinei agi michukis anochim, varei ki Yisroel mumim. In other words, so whereas Rashi they explain staying in the sense they don't know of any tznias on the melee, they are very likely to leave the ksamim exposed and accessible to everybody. Rashi in Burakam explains, in other words, they are so ignorant, so they deport themselves like goyim, and they do and they worship Avodah Zarah. V'nei agim bi b'chukis anochim v'arein kisroi mumer. So it doesn't mean chukis anochim. Let's say other averes, the yid chazer, because then he wouldn't say v'arein kisroi mumer. Kisroi mumer, and mumer Avodah Zarah is a mumer. So Rashi means they worship, they are ibid Avodah Zarah machmas ignorance. That's what it means. Now, and the Rashi in Bovakame, so in explaining the Tanakame, who says, Kolaksomim Aboim Rekem Teiri, so Rashi says, Ir Sherubo Nochri, Vidam Nochris, Toya Midrais, Virsiv Dabeot Ne Yisroel Ishokisaz Via Viodo, Vas Yisroel Mitame Bilaide, Uvinide, Biloy Nochris, Viafal Gav, the Rabbon Gozalim Shikizov and Alkis Meiloy Gozo, Dog Summon the Israel Gufai with the Rabbon Gozo, with the Rice and Dam, he is able to absorb it. She tell you to go for, we will she tell you to big dog, but if you go as a big dog, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, so Rashi says, explaining the Tanakame, Rashi says, that they call it Tanakame, it's in Yoshua Benoch, in explaining Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Rabbi Yehuda mitame mipnei shehei rubon geire. Mipnei shehei rubon geire. So Rashi says that there is a machlekes between Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda, whether they are rubon Israeli or rubon geire. So now, according to Rashi, that Rashi says, they means they are tein, they don't comply with sneers. So Rashi neither does not say there is a machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether in Rekem, so it's Rubom Yisrael or Rubom Noch. So it could be that according to Rashi's Pshat Nide, there is no machlekes in the Mitzies. It's Rubom Noch, as the Tanakam says. But Rabbi Yehuda says, true, it's Rubom Noch, but there is a mute. They have a number of apparent goyim who are really Jews. True, they are a miut, but it's a substantial miut. There are a number of assimilated Jews who look like goyim, who deport themselves like goyim. Mimele, they don't hide their ksomim. So the question is, according to Rashi Lide, the machlege between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is not the machlege simitzias. Not the machlege simitzias. But the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is as to whether we have to be cheshish. So Tanakam says, in as much as Rubon is Nochrim, some mele, too, there is a mute of assimilated Jews who are capable of exposing their psalmim, but we don't have to be cheshish. Machine can abuse says, since there is a substantial mute, a number of assimilated Jews who can be expected to abandon their tzomim like healthcare, expose it to everybody, so maybe we have to be cheshish. So it's not the machlekes mitzvos. That's the Rashi. But the question is, Rashi will come in. So Rashi will come in connection with the Tanakami, he says that Rekem is a near Shuru Benochri. In connection with Rabbi Yehuda, he says it's a near Shuru Benochri. So what is it? Machlekes Mitzias. I mean, didn't the Chachamim know whether Rubon are Israeli, born Israeli, or Rubon again? So that's very special. Now, I heard from my son Rabbi Moshe a very remarkable pshat, that it's not a machlekes. It's not a machlekes in Mitzies, but it's a machlekes in Edim. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Tesis in Yevomis. Now, when Ger is Vizgayer, so he has to undergo Milet, Fil, and Kabbalah Mitzvahs. So Tesis Shite is that Kabbalah Mitzvahs is Me'akim. In other words, if someone will go through Milet and Tfilet, and he will not be mikabel mitzvahs, so the gerus is null and void, as if it didn't happen. as if it didn't happen. On the counter, Teis Veshita in Yivomes is that Kabbalah's mitzvah is even more chomo than Mila and Tvila. Because Mila and Tvila, Teis Veshita is the Eved, it is effective. If somebody will be mauling something, or will be tailing, we should get us. Shalom if they best. When you live in Nazi. So it's also there that it is effective. Mashiach ki kabbalas mitzvahs, if it's shalom if they best, so even there that it's ineffective. This is what this is Teis Veshita. Oh, Teis Ves, Daf, Memhei Mot Beis, Mili Tokolel Nidusom, Teime, Doma Likamon. Now, the Gemara says says that from Hail and Basie Vomes, Hahud have a Kali Bar Mayasi. So there was a certain person.